Never thought I'd be so disappointed that my brother wasn't more of a pervert. Well, when we were on our way to the beach for the summer vacation, I was counting on you being a pervert then. That's why I made the bet with you. Because I knew how much you were looking forward to all the girls here. The last 3 years we've been here, you've slept with at least 2 girls each time. That's why I bet you couldn't go the entire 4 weeks here without sex. Without even masturbating. I didn't think you'd accept, but I was glad back then when you did. Had you bet all the money Mom and Dad given us for spending money, plus some I had saved up. I figured it was a sure thing. But here we are, on the last day of vacation. I didn't do much more than just keep my eye on you the first few days. I figured that as soon as you were around the girls in their bikinis and skimpy dresses, you'd cave almost immediately, and then I'd win. But you didn't. You didn't even masturbate when we were home at night. In this little beach house, I would have heard it like it did the other years. Just like we both hear everything Mom and Dad do. Ugh. Except I heard nothing from you. No moaning or grunting or the creaking of your bed. I almost thought you'd found a way to do it silently. Except you've been walking around with a constant erection all the time. After the first week, I decided I had to get involved. Your little sister became the best wingman in the world for you. I'd strike up conversations with the cutest girls I could find, tell them how great you were. I did all the hard work. All you had to do was seal the deal with them. It should have been easy. Should have been being the keywords. You were nice to them when they talked to you. And I could tell you wanted to go back to their room with them or something, but you never, ever did. And now it's the last night of vacation. Everyone's at the big beach party, including Mom and Dad. You didn't go, so I had to stay here too. Thanks for that, by the way. But I guess I couldn't take the chance that you were going to sneak out to be with a girl or just to, you know, get off. But I guess you decided to stay home to avoid the temptation of the last night here while everyone gets a little wild. It's the last chance to party and to have sex for a lot of the people. A month of no sex and no masturbation has made you really horny, so you probably wouldn't have been able to resist all of those girls throwing themselves at you. So, here we are. Last night of the vacation, and you're gonna win that stupid bet I made with you a month ago. There's only a few more hours left before Mom and Dad get back, and first thing in the morning, it's back home. I can only win if you masturbate during that time, which admittedly doesn't seem likely to happen. You're too close to winning to lose just now by jerking off. Or, you know, lose if you have sex. But all the girls at the beach party getting drunk and dancing and probably already getting laid. Every single girl is there. Except me, of course. I'm a girl, and I'm here. Don't laugh at me! Look, I know I'm your sister, but I'm also a girl. And I had enough boys hitting on me while I was trying to find a girl for you to know that I'm attractive. And extremely desperate. There's a lot of money at stake here. I already spent mine, so it'd take months to pay you back if you won. So my last chance to win is to have sex with you myself. To sleep with my big brother. Do you really think I'm joking? Why would I even joke about a thing like that? I'm not a pervert like my big brother, even if you're not being the pervert you're supposed to be. Or, you know, you could be an even bigger pervert if you want. You could have sex with your little sister. Maybe you haven't noticed how I've been maturing over the last few years. Every other boy has noticed me, especially when I wear bikinis like this one. Maybe you're immune to how I look because you're my brother. I think it's more likely that you're just resistant. Going without sex this entire trip has made you less resistant, though, I bet. Seeing all those cute girls in the sexy little outfits, and then not being able to masturbate or anything. But, you know, I'm here right now, standing in front of you in this adorable bikini. I don't mind if you look at me now like you do all those other girls. Kind of counting on it, actually. So, let me start by taking this bikini top off. I bet you'd really like to see some naked breasts right about now. even if they belong to me. You look a little uncomfortable at me taking it off in front of you, but you aren't trying to stop me either. There. Your first set of naked breasts this vacation. And the way you're looking at them, they must be looking very good to you right now. When you look at them so intently, it must be easy to forget that your little sister's face is right above them. I guess I should keep your gaze nice and low then. I can undo the sides of my bikini bottoms and let that fall to the floor. Your stare falls too, but down to my pussy. My, virgin pussy. Yeah, that's right. Your little sister's a virgin. I was actually hoping to fix that while we were on vacation. Then that stupid bet came up. I guess I still may end up losing my V-card this trip. I just won't be bragging about it to my friends like you did when you lost yours here years ago. How about I play with my pussy for you, since you're looking at it so hard right now. Just like your cock is so hard. You don't really mean for either of those things to happen, but you just can't stop, can you? Your naked little sister's body is just so nubile. So ripe. You know, I just started masturbating this year. I can't believe I've waited so long, but like you, I haven't really been able to do it lately. It's not because of any bet, but because everyone could hear it. Except now I'm touching myself right in front of you. I really don't want to any more than I want you inside of me, but the first might lead to the second, which leads directly to me winning the bet, so when you think about it, the bet isn't really all that much money. Not for you, at least, but taking your little sister's virginity, well, that's priceless. Just like the expressions on your face as you try to think all this through. I know it's probably not easy to think right now as it is. You're so hard and horny, and I'm so cute and sexy. You want to do the right thing, but be honest with yourself. You really want to do me too. Well, you totally can. You can fuck your little jailbait sister. You can be her, my, very first lover. I'll never forget my first time, as much as I might want to. I even have a condom, since I know you 3 years out. I'm not desperate enough to risk pregnancy over this bed, but, you know, let me just open it up for you and put it on. This just tears open, right? Shit. I don't think that part was supposed to tear. This won't protect my fertile young womb from your sperm. I know I can get another one, but that would mean leaving you and this place and leaving you unguarded, and you might masturbate while I'm gone or take a cold shower, otherwise just come to your senses and prevent you from coming in me. I guess I am desperate enough to rush pregnancy after all. The odds are against it though, right? But if I don't have sex with you, my odds are 100% of me losing the bet. So that's why. I'm gonna slowly crawl under your bed on my hands and knees, all naked and nervous and not sure that I should be doing this. But instead of doing the smart thing and leaving, I'm putting this pillow under my knees so that I'm an optimal doggy style incest height for you. Moving my legs apart. You must have a good view from there. You can see my cute little ass. My even cuter little pussy glistening and wet from when I was touching it earlier. Your little sister is ready for her big moment, big brother. For you to make love. Sounds kind of messed up in this context, but I'm ready to fuck. No, will you please just hurry? Get in the bed and get in me before Mom and Dad get back. Or before I change my mind. You know you want to. So start by pulling off that swimsuit. You're threatening to poke a hole in it anyway. Yeah, just pull them down like the... I'm not even gonna look anymore. Just that glimpse of it makes me second guess myself. It's a good thing I chose this position so I don't have to watch. But I can feel you climb onto the bed and the bed moves as you get closer to me. I barely make an impression in the bed, but you're so much bigger than me. Don't pause. I should feel your cock against my pussy by now. You know you want to do this. You want to have sex this trip, and now you can. Does it really matter that I'm your sister? I can feel it against me now. That's good. No, it's not. It's horribly wrong, but I need it to happen, so keep going. Push it into me now. And wiggle the tip in if you have to. You know you want to fuck me. You're getting a little further inside me. We're close to actually doing it. This is such a bad idea, just like the bed. I don't suppose you want to cancel the... You put it in me. We're really doing it. We're fucking. We're having incest, and I'm no longer a virgin. Somehow, even while I was doing my best to seduce you, I never really thought we'd actually do it. I never thought I'd have my big brother's cock in me. I can't believe it. This was such a bad idea. But you keep doing it to me. Moving your cock in and out of me like it was just another one of those summer sluts you've had instead of your little sister. Well, I can't forget it, even if I'm not looking at you. I know it's your cock in my poor little pussy. At least I won the bet. Or I will once we finish the act, so... Just think of the money. And not your big brother's cock fucking you. Pretend it's some other boy who's not related to you, that you didn't grow up with, that you're not close with. Wow, stomach just growl. Think of the money. And not your big brother's cock fucking you. Pretend it's some other boy who's not related to you, that you didn't grow up with, that you're not so close with. So close. But I can't. I know it's you. I know it's your cock, but I don't know is why it's starting to feel good. It shouldn't. I don't want to. I don't know why I'm telling you. Except talking about it makes it feel better, and I feel awful about feeling this good. It's okay for you to like this, but not me. Not with my brother. Big brother. I'm gonna come, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I know I should feel bad, but I can't. I want to feel good, too, but I can't. Or at least I shouldn't, but I am, and I can't help but push back against you, and I want more. More, big brother, please. You're gonna come, too. You're gonna come, and your little sister's a fertile pussy. I should be more scared by that idea, but right now it sounds so right. I want your company, big brother, no matter what happens. I'm scared what might happen, but I still want it in me. Big brother, please. I'm gonna come. Big brother, please. Yes. No. This shouldn't feel good. Like, your cum shouldn't feel so good filling me up like it is. I'm gonna come. Big brother. What's your favorite memory from this vacation? I'll tell you what mine won't be, because this last hour is definitely something to like to repress if there ever was. I'm just gonna wake up tomorrow, maybe a little sore, with a lot of money, and wonder what mischief I got into the night before. And if I end up pregnant, I'll be as surprised as Mom and Dad. There'll be no memories of letting my big brother screw me. Especially not of maybe appearing that I enjoyed it. But since I'm gonna make myself forget all of this, if you did wanna, do it again, I guess we could. With you lying on top of me and me looking right into your eyes so I can forget it in vivid detail. Even if I manage to forget tonight, I'll definitely make sure you don't.